January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our face. When I'm a road on a honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Look at that new light up there. All right.
Hey, they're putting some money into this place, Chris.
I love it.
Welcome to the show. Light bulbs and everything.
That's right. We are live as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. And it is contest night, so we'll get down to the details here in just a minute. Once again, thanks so much for being with us tonight. And, of course, we do have a lot of timely stuff to talk about. Boy, talk about a timely contest. Anyway, let me introduce everybody, and then we'll get down to business here. And the creator of the contest, the chairman of the board himself, is back off union business from last night. Heading out for some financial business tonight, you might say, the chairman of the board, Michael McMath.
Well, Chris, we enjoyed having you there last night. Now, I did notice you were probably the smallest guy in the room. You know what I mean?
It was your doctor friend.
Oh, yeah. From Florida. This is so funny. I think the average guy in there is probably 6'6", 280 pounds. And this little doctor from Florida Hospital, you know, who's actually involved with the CTE diagnosis. Programs. Well, he's walking around. He must have been, 5'7"?
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Maybe.
But he stayed till the end, so something really drew him on.
Something clicked.
I don't know.
All right, and back off the road again is our man, the successful entrepreneur, recovering politician, Rick Brown.
How are you doing?
Good to see you, Rick.
It's great to be back in town and to be warm, most of all.
Absolutely. Even though you brought a little cold air chasing you back here, I guess.
We did. You know, we went from 15 to 72 while we were out there.
Wow.
Big rain.
Now, I hope that was going south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going north, I'm really concerned.
All right.
No, that was in one place.
No.
I'm the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge, and the number for the contest or comments is 407-774-8255 as we once again come to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And they're going to come in and help us judge the contest this evening as well. And timely contest, given Al Franken's sort of resignation this morning. We'll talk about that in a minute. But given that, our contest challenge today is who's going to be next?
Well, I know. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. We saw earlier, which we'll talk about later, as Harold Ford joined the contest. I mean, the reality is this one is very simple. Who do you believe will be revealed as our next political media movie star pervert? And why? Now, my selection is, and again, this is speculation, I believe my good buddy Anderson Cooper could be right out in front. I just don't believe that he's a one-man show, but, you know, we'll see. And where do I think he may go? I believe that maybe him, Barack Obama and Billy Bush, you know, I could see those two maybe accusing him of sexual assault during an interview.
Okay.
You know, so we'll see. But give us who you think will be the starting lineup.
We don't have to have the gory details.
Yeah, remember. Don't have to go too deep into it. I know some of us are very colorful.
Salem Media Group is, after all, a Christian-oriented radio station. So we don't want to get anybody into trouble, all right? But we do, and Harold Ford was the latest, so he's off the list. You would waste your time picking Harold Ford. Harold Ford Jr., I believe it is.
Yeah.
He was a congressman from Tennessee, wasn't he?
What happened? He works at Morgan Stanley, and
He worked.
He some things happened, and they said goodbye to him here in the last couple of days. So I'll tell you, to get canned, pretty good. That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, he was a big contributor to MSNBC. You would see him on The Morning Joke quite often.
Of course.
So this is now two regulars on The Morning Joke who have shall we say, succumbed to the pressures of sexual harassment allegations. And the other one was Mark Halperin, if you remember.
No, that's right. He was out a couple of weeks ago. They got him.
Yeah.
And there's more to come, believe me. It's just a matter of time.
Funny-looking dude, you know it? Joe Scarborough.
I think he's David Ignatius's son.
Yeah.
I really do. If you look at them, they both have that sort of triangular head, right?
They were taking them to task on Fox the other night, and they were showing a clip of him and the gorgeous Mika.
Yeah.
And he is just cartoon-looking.
He is, and they are cartoon acting.
Yeah.
She's kind of bizarre looking, too, in her own way.
Yes.
The way she has her hair cut, it makes it look like her skull is elongated, right?
You're making her sound so attractive to me, you know.
Have you ever watched those ancient alien shows?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And they come up with those skeletons with the elongated skulls?
They look like cone heads, but at like a 45-degree angle.
Right. Well, she's got hers at a 90-degree angle. It goes shoots out backwards.
Chris, I don't think she'd appreciate this.
Yeah, well,
that's too bad.
They have become characters.
Public figures.
Comics, they're clowns of journalism.
Clowns of journalism.
Because, I mean, they are just, you know, so hyperbolic, over the top. And Mika's always, you know, sighing. She's so upset and so worried about everything.
I think I should adopt that shtick on this show. What do you think?
we got a better one. We got one that every time we say Herr Mueller.
I love it.
All right, so the contest challenge is out there. The contest lines are open, and the contest package up for grabs, once again, is the best around because it includes food. It includes good things for your body, and it includes also a larger-than-life constitution. And that's, of course, compliments of Janice and Dino Rentos, dinorentosstudios.com. And it's not too late to get that special and or unique decoration for your house, your business, your church, even. And you can get it at dinorentosstudios.com. You'll get that bigger-than-life constitution. And if you'd rather have something else, you can use that as credit towards something else. And you'll also get a Serenity experience at Relax in Comfort.
Right. Hello, Betty.
Hey, baby.
Hello, Betty.
All right. And, of course, that's in a state-of-the-art massage chair. And you can also take advantage of the great pillow deal that they have there. If you mention that you heard about it right here on this show, and you don't have to be a contest winner to get a pillow, just go down to the Relax in Comfort stores, which are in Windermere, the Winter Park Village, and in the Seminole Town Center Mall up there in Sanford, just off of I-4. Tell them you heard about the American Adversary's pillow deal, and just take a ride on one of their sleep systems for a few minutes, and you'll walk out of there, no obligation, with a great pillow free.
Speaking of them, I sure wish Jackie would show up one of these nights.
Yeah, maybe you'll get your wish. If you've been a good boy, Santa Claus
might... she's selling so many beds, she doesn't have time for us anymore.
No, doesn't have time for us anymore.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, wait a second. No.
Let's see. So then you'll also get the cryotherapy session at Chill Cryo Sauna. Good for what ails you down there. And it's ice therapy without ice, right?
That's true. It's amazing it's only 3 minutes. So, you know, when you think about that, in all seriousness, I think, well, you know, what am I, a half hour in the pool or an hour or something? 3 minutes and I feel much better.
And you're in and you're out and you're back to your regular day's activities. Yeah. You'll also win a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, and that's compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, and of course they're taking Christmas parties right now. If you want to spend, you know, have your family, you know, spend the holiday with you at Cafe Positano's, they too do take reservations for that. And you'll also win a gift card to Tijuana Flats, compliments of Rick Brown right here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and don't forget the trivia contest, which are now in Oviedo and Avalon Park.
Winter Springs.
Oviedo and?
Winter Springs.
Winter Springs.
Winter Springs on Monday, and Oviedo on Saturday.
On Saturdays.
And on the 17th, we're starting all day on Sundays, a buy two tacos, get one free, with happy hour all day, every Sunday.
Oh, man.
For a limited time.
Plus, all these things are exchangeable. Like, if I wanted to transfer mine over to my brother or something?
You could easily do that.
Okay.
All right.
Sign the back two forms of ID and your social security number.
Okay. That's what I want, you know?
Yeah, actually, it's a lot easier than that, but do please take advantage of it. So the contest challenge is out there. We have the first contest entry on the line, so let's go ahead and take it before we take the first break. So that's Al out there. Hey, Al, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Oh, I'm doing great. I want to tell you again, thanks for having me on the other night. That was a treat.
All right. It's a pleasure.
Okay. First, I wanted to just make a statement, a remark about the how everybody, the liberal talking point about, especially Al Franken, about how our president admitted to doing these things on the Billy Bush tape.
Right.
When he never did. He never did. He said, this is what famous men, that they'll let them do that.
Right.
He never said, I did that. Okay? I never heard him say that. But they always say that he admitted to doing that.
No, so that's right.
Right. He was just talking about what people like Harvey Weinstein would get away with.
He was being braggadocious. It was locker room talk, as he put it.
But he didn't say, I did that. He said that powerful men
could
do that.
The only thing on that tape he admitted to doing was going after the woman who he said was married, I think. But he did not. Yeah, but he didn't say. He actually admitted he didn't get her, if you remember.
Right.
That he was
nothing happened.
Right, exactly.
If I didn't get her, there's nothing happened.
Exactly. Yeah.
Real simple.
Right. He took her to a
breaking today.
She got some furniture out of the deal, and he didn't get nothing.
Yeah,
so.
That's great. Right. Wow.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Breaking today made a reference to that.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and the contest entry is Colin Kaepernick.
Oh.
All right. There's an everyday guy.
Yeah, he's totally oversexed and frustrated because he goes to a white girl and she don't want him because he's black. He goes to a black girl, she don't want him because he's white.
Oh, that hurts.
Yes.
So that hurts.
That's a different one, you know. He's sort of caught in that middle there, you know. I think he needs a haircut.
Definitely.
You know?
All right. He definitely doesn't get anything.
All right. There you go. No wonder he's on his knees begging.
What does Al mean by not get anything?
I don't know. We can't go there.
Okay, I don't know.
Thanks a lot, Al. We appreciate you calling tonight. We'll take a break. When we come back, we got Frank on the line. If you'd like to get in the contest, 407-774-8255. And we got other things to talk about as well. Ray shed no light today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Oh, Ray Evans.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
The I-4 traffic slowdown started about Lake Mary, and that continues westbound all the way to downtown Orlando. You have a couple of accidents to watch out for before that, though. You have one on I-4 westbound right before you get to Colonial Drive that's causing slowdowns, and you have one right after you get to the 441. You still have the two accidents between the 528 and the turnpike that are causing slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go?
Now who are you dedicating that to? Chris. I'm dedicating that to Al Franken.
There's a list, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
It's an endless list.
It's an endless list. It actually fits in with the contest perfect.
Exactly. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have to start going backwards, right, and just listing the people who have not been involved in some kind of sexual harassment.
Yeah, we can listen to all three of them.
That's about the size of it. All right, now, you fellas, you're going to have to behave now because representing Relax and Comfort, helping us judge tonight's contest, is none other than Jackie Ricardo. Good to see you, Jackie.
Good to see you guys, too. Hello, hello.
Hey. And, of course, if you go down to the Windermere store for that Relax and Comfort Serenity experience, she will be the one to guide you through it, right?
That's right. I'll get you in our best of the best massage chair, and I show you how in 30 minutes you'll be brand spanking new.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on the contest today. Harold Ford is the latest culprit, you might say, to step forward or step out of his job at MSNBC. And which brokered house was it?
He was at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley.
A victim of the sexual crisis.
And I believe all he did there, I think he was just on the board of directors or something, wasn't he?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, he wasn't a broker or anything
like
that.
The woman turned him in, and, you know, then they investigated it, and then it was bye-bye right. American.
Bye. All right. By the way, the president will be in Pensacola tomorrow night. He'll be speaking at 8 o'clock our time, so you'll have, of course, a chance to listen to our show and then catch the president. So
plus, he's right on the edge of Alabama. I bet there's a lot of the Southern Alabama people come floating into that event.
No doubt.
My mind.
Yeah, the liberal media are all frustrated because it appears as though Roy Moore has a tremendous amount of support amongst women.
There were a tremendous amount of Roy Moore signs driving through Alabama.
You just came through there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Well, the polls indicate that he's now the one, you know, it's his to lose, you might say,
right.
again. And we'll see what happens Tuesday. But it certainly does shake things up. And as we said, Al Franken did not actually resign today. He more or less promised to resign. But then he went on to protest, in other words, defend himself against the allegations and the charges. He said some were outright, you know, false. Others, he, quote-unquote, remembered differently.
You know what, Chris, though? I honestly believe my answer to that is correct. He's waiting to get out past the Christmas parties and the New Year's Eve parties down there in Congress, and then he's going to resign.
He'll have something to resign for
you
by
got
then.
It. He right. wants to really build a reputation, you know?
It's quite possible, but it didn't
it's
even...
Kind of, it's hard to deny allegations when you have a photograph
of
another allegation.
Of
well, he doesn't deny that.
I know he doesn't.
Okay,
but once you do that, nobody believes you on the others.
His claim on that is that he was clowning around, and clearly you can see he was clowning around. Now, was it rude? Was it crude? Was it a form of harassment, even though the woman didn't know he was doing it, because he was publicized, somebody publicized the photograph.
Well, when you use roofies, they don't know you're doing it either, right?
Oh, so,
okay,
I don't think that's a defense.
The point being is, just because he did something that stupid didn't mean he did the other things, although it's most likely he did, okay? It's just, it's impossible to know. And this is the problem with a lot of these situations, especially when the victims wait so long to say something about it, because it becomes clearly a he said, she said, and it's sort of pick your, you know, you pick your favorite. And that's what you're going from. You're going from an emotional, you know, decision point, because there isn't anything to work with on the intellectual side. There's not enough evidence to work with. So you just got to go with, okay, who do I believe and who do I not believe? And evidently in Alabama, the women primarily, and we're talking about over 70% of the white women anyway, support Moore and do not believe the women's accusation.
Because they've never resolved the yearbook signature, have they?
They have not released
yearbook. That would make me so suspicious that they won't bring that out, let a handwrite expert do an analysis of it, and then prove who's the liar. Of course, it never appeared. I'd have to...
Well, I guess the moral of that story is, if you're going to go after a guy who was a judge for a number of years on the bench...
Yeah, you're going to be nuts if you can't back that.
And who was a prosecutor ahead of that, you better have your story and your evidence all squared away ahead of time.
No, I understand why he's doing what he's doing.
Right. But, you know, there was a rush to get all of this stuff out there, and then, again, that's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't want to sound like I'm coming to Al Franken's defense, but in a way, I guess I am. Because, you know, we just don't know. And, you know, and I think a lot of politics is being played here too. They're throwing Al Franken onto the sword, into the fire, because they really want to get to Donald Trump. This is what this is all about. And Bernie Sanders made it very clear last night. Franken hadn't even made the announcement yet. And he was out there talking about, yeah, he's getting run out of the Senate, and yet you got this guy in the White House who, and this goes back to what Al just said, admitted on that tape to doing much worse things, right? So,
but don't you, Christian, they have, what is it, 12 women or something that are involved with this? I mean, here is the party of what I call the San Francisco Free Love, the society, you know, the potheads, the no more morals, there's no God. Now they're all caught up in all this. What are they going to be, Teresa, Mother Teresa?
Well, what
this
you're talking
doesn't match up to me.
Well, what you're talking about is moral relativism.
You got it. It
and,
just doesn't match.
We're seeing a prime example of it. Bo Frank will get your entries as soon as Bo Frank will get your entries as soon as we get back from the break.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House on Thursday passed a stopgap spending bill to prevent a government shutdown this weekend and buy time for challenging talks on a wide range of unfinished business on Capitol Hill. The measure passed mostly along party lines, 235 to 193, and would keep the government running through December 22nd. The Senate was expected to swiftly approve the measure as early as tonight and send it to President Trump. San Diego County officials have ordered mandatory evacuations due to a fast-moving fire fanned by Santa Ana winds. Authorities say the fire has destroyed two buildings and damaged 12. The fire was reported about 11 a.m. Thursday near the rural community of Bonsall and had grown to 150 acres amid gusts of 35 miles an hour. The evacuations include a mobile home park, a country club, and two schools. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 71 points. More details at srnnews.com.
And the latest Answer traffic now.
The wife of the Pulse nightclub gunman will face trial in Orlando for aiding and abetting the shooter. The defendant's attorneys say that she can't get a fair trial in Orlando because of the amount of media coverage and the statements made by Orlando Police Chief John Mina. The judge stated that the police chief's statements are not prejudicial. The jury for the trial should be picked by March 1st, with the trial to follow soon after. Central Florida churches have leaders undergoing active shooter training after the Texas massacre. Seminole County Emergency Management held the faith-based active shooter training where dozens of church leaders from Seminole and Orange County attended this morning. Officials say that they will offer another training class after the first of the year, and anyone interested needs to get in contact with Seminole County Emergency Management. Earlier today, authorities arrested four violent men who tried to rob a bank in Apopka, according to Orange County Sheriff's Office. The perpetrators could be connected to other crimes, but the investigation is still ongoing. The FBI plans to charge Walter Jones, Cornel Robinson, Tariq Cherry, and LaMarcus Harvey with federal crimes. I'm Zwayne with your Answer News Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
The I-4 traffic slowdown started about Lake Mary, and that continues westbound all the way to downtown Orlando. You have a couple of accidents to watch out for before that, though. You have one on I-4 westbound right before you get to Colonial Drive that's causing slowdowns. And you have one right after you get to the 441. You still have the two accidents between the 528 and the turnpike that are causing slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
All right, and away we go with tonight's show. Thanks for being with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate it. All right, that was Mike McBath. I am Christopher Hart. We got Rick Brown in the studio. We got Jackie Ricardo of the Relax and Comfort Store. And this, of course, these are the Relax and Comfort Studios. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. And before we get back to business, I want to get in a couple of contest entries because these guys have been waiting for a little while.
Time to go to bat.
Yeah, I believe Frank was up next. Hey, how you doing tonight, Frank?
Doing great. Excellent. My man Rick Brown, welcome back to town, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, I followed your adventures on Facebook, bro. Sounded like a good trip.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And my girl, my dream girl, Jackie's in the studio. Oh, my God.
Hey, Frank.
You ain't the only one dreaming, buddy.
Go Buckeyes, go Bucks. Baby.
Frank, I'm trying to figure out, were you disappointed that the Buckeyes didn't get in? I'm talking about, do you think they should have been in or not?
Actually, no. I mean, it was a 50-50 thing. It really, you know, didn't bother me that much because I think three strikes and you're out.
Yeah.
Strike number one, we got blown out by Clemson last year. Strike number two, we got blown out by Oklahoma early in the year.
Right.
Strike number three, we lost to Iowa. So I didn't think it was that bad of a decision.
No, I think, as a Big Ten guy, I believe they shouldn't have gotten in.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah,
let the other person go to bat.
Hey, Jackie, by the way, did you know that you look exactly like my second wife?
Oh, really? No, I did not know that.
Well, I've only been married once.
I fell right into that.
He walked you right into that.
Wow.
She's very wealthy now.
I tried to head you off at the pass.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Everybody put their hand up.
So the next guy to be outed as a pervert, right? Three guys come to my mind. One guy because he has the look. Another guy because he protests too much and he points his finger and that makes me suspicious. The third guy's a gut feeling, right?
Okay.
The guy with the look of is Adam Schiff.
Oh
yes.
Boy,
yes.
Adam Schiff.
Oh
yeah.
Shifty.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Shifty Schiff.
You look at the guy, you go, perv. You know?
Yeah.
All right?
Perv.
Yeah. Number two, the guy that points his finger too much is Mitt Romney.
He's always going to comment about somebody.
I know, that's holier than thou.
He does indeed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That guy, he's got hidden sin. I can tell you.
Well,
right?
No, he doesn't because he's a Mormon now.
We can have multiple women. No, you can't do that.
Well, they don't officially recognize it anymore.
I know.
All right, anyway.
That's how he explained it to his wife.
Anyway, go ahead.
And the third guy is like my main entry. It's just a gut feeling about the guy, Chris Matthews.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, because he's so sloppy and, gosh.
Yeah, sleazy. I can see him doing that. I really can. You know?
All right, well, so you're going to have to pick one now.
I'm going with Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews.
If anybody goes on roofie dates, it's Chris Matthews.
No doubt.
But like with Adam Schiff, what side of the fence do you think he's running? The Anderson Cooper side or the other side?
All right. Well,
he's pitching or catching. I'm not sure which.
All right. Well, listen, hey, you want to golf with us next Saturday morning, the 16th?
Sure. Absolutely.
Out at Eagle Creek, Charlie Hagee's event.
Okay.
Joe West.
Joe West will be there and all the other guys from last year. So it would be at Eagle Creek. That's down by the airport.
Okay.
All right. We'll get with you later about the details.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And by the way, if you folks would like to golf with us Saturday the 16th, 8 a.m. tee off time. Now, this price includes a reception, the match party, they call it, the night before. This is at Eagle Creek Golf Course and Country Club, which is down there off Narcoosie
Road. It's right near, Lake Nona.
Lake Nona, yeah.
And if you call Charlie Hagee at 850-259-6334. 850-259-6334. If you didn't get that number, call us and we'll give it to you. It's, and if you mention you heard about it on the American Adversaries, it's only $75 to play. Otherwise, it's $100 to play. And the best part is all of the benefits will benefit homeless veterans.
Right. You know, they're helping the people that are on the streets, taking them off the streets and putting them into housing.
Right. And, of course, we're also running this radiothon where we're helping the Orlando Rescue Mission. So we're focusing on the homeless this season. So we'd like you folks, you're so generous, to help us out.
The other thing, Chris, is they get all the beer they want, which means for $75 you can have an awful fun day, even if you're a horrendous golfer.
That's at Eagle Creek. Eagle Creek. Okay, that's the 16th. All right, let's go next to Bo. Hey, how you doing, Bo? Bo, what you know?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Chris.
Go.
Nick, the whole gang.
Thank you.
How you doing?
My pick is Barbra Streisand, because of the song she recorded, People Who Love People. That's the opening lines of the song of the luckiest people in the world. And when she goes on this next tour, maybe she might want to rethink in the first few lines. Look where we're at now. UCF.
Oh, is that funny?
All right, Bo, that's excellent. And by the way, if what's that guy's name she's married to?
Christofferson?
No, she's not married to Chris. Who's Christofferson? She was the guy that played on Marcus Welby, MD.
James Brolin.
Yeah. Now, if he comes
same
out,
thing, ain't it?
Yeah, if he comes out, we'll consider that to be the same thing, right? So let's go to Ron. Let's get Ron in. Hey, Ron, how you doing? And we now have a contest line open, 407-774-8255. How you doing, Ron?
Doing good, guys.
Good, man.
According to a real credible media source, the National Enquirer, there's a big twist coming out.
Okay.
And Donald Trump will attest to this. Rosie O'Donnell is actually Al Franken in drag. And they're going to find out that, you know, he couldn't get women as a male, so he figured he'd try the other team and cross over. But
all right, so
pretty scary. They kind of look the same, you know, if you look at the round face and all.
I understand they use the same. Boy. They go to the same barber to get their face shaved. So that's Rosie O'Donnell then for Ron. All right, man, you got it, man. You're in it. Thanks.
That is really funny.
All right,
you know, Chris, this just came across in all seriousness that Representative Trent Franks is expected to resign.
Representative Trent Franks,
yeah, from Arizona.
Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Didn't say why. I don't know yet.
So, well, if you were going to choose Trent Franks.
Maybe he's trying to get in a contest. I don't know.
You should have called earlier.
We had accepted resignation.
He's out. Right.
Yeah. When we say the next to be outed, we literally mean
the next. Oh, my God, right while we're doing a contest.
Drop it while we're on the show.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, Kathy Santomassino on our Facebook page is running a Perv of the Day feature. Because it's amazing.
Every day.
She
puts their pictures up and everything?
It's just not just one. It's like, which one are you going to choose for the day? Yeah. So here is our how do you put this, art in the terms of our contest, mimicking reality?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's reality mimicking art. Anyway, if you want to get in on the contest, the lines are now open. 407-774-8255 is the number. As I was saying, President Trump will be in Pensacola tomorrow making a speech, and certainly he has thrown his support behind Roy Moore. It looks like Roy Moore is going to win this election, and we'll see where it goes from there. But it's what the Democrats are angling to do is... they'll be fine with Roy Moore winning because they're going to try to put Roy Moore's face on every other Republican out there running.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's the whole objective of this. So.
And,
but it's not going to work.
Well, here's the point I'm going to, is that at some point you have to deal with reality. Let's look back at what happened yesterday when President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the official capital of Israel. By the way, that had been done about 6 months ago. I heard on Larry Elder's show last night, and I remembered Abe actually telling us back when it happened, Russia recognized Jerusalem as the official capital. About 6 months ago, I believe Bibi Netanyahu had gone to meet with Putin in Moscow. And lo and behold, kaboom, right? Well, since President Trump did it, the Czech Republic came out. And now Poland says they may move their embassy, correct?
And they're talking about Saudi Arabia, which is really somewhat of a surprise.
And the Russian, I think it was the foreign minister, said that they would not, they would be considering moving their embassy.
Their embassy as well. Yep. They had recognized Jerusalem but hadn't moved to move the embassy, which the president set in motion last night. And the point I'm trying to make here is that Trump is dealing with reality in the Middle East. In other words, this is historically the capital of Israel. For there to be any peace settlement, it will have to be the capital of Israel. So I'm going to go ahead and do my part to make it the capital of Israel, even though Israel's already designated it. It's like the Israeli ambassador said last night on Fox, Israel's the only country in the world that hasn't been allowed to designate its own city of its choice to be its capital.
Well, you know, the settlers, I mean, the Jews were there many, many thousands of years before good friends, before Muhammad ever evolved.
Hey, they've only been there about 3,000 years, right?
That's not bad hanging around.
Right. But it did. They did allow for there to be a portion of Jerusalem to be portioned off for Muslims to consider as a holy site. And I don't want to get it too deep into the, but it's all about that's supposedly where Muhammad left Earth to go. He arrived in Jerusalem riding a horse, a winged horse by the name of Barak, and then left.
So that goes against him right off the bat. I don't buy the story.
But once again, it's reality.
I know.
Okay, you got to deal with reality. So the reality is that the president is dealing with reality. So to get back to Roy Moore, the reality here is that if the Democrats succeed in their plan, which is to dispose of both Roy Moore and President Trump because of sexual allegations by throwing their own overboard, which is very unusual for them, we all must admit, that the reality is if they get away with that, that's going to be in their playbook until they don't get away with it.
But the one flaw of that is Bill Clinton's still around, and all those women who now want this corrected, many of them were enablers. So how do they think they're going to get to that ending?
Because they have their cake and eat it too.
Oh, okay. Maybe I don't understand.
See, or they eat their cake and still have it.
I think that's what's happening. They're eating their cake and they're going to get real fat.
Because Republicans have let them for so many years. The point I'm trying to make is that at some point you got to stop it. And this is the opportune moment to stop it, because you do have Clinton, you got Franken, you got Harold Ford, you got all these others.
Ted Kennedy, all of them.
But you see, you can't go overboard that way because, if you're going to say it's great for Al Franken and Harold Ford to go, what about Donald Trump? Because at the end of the day, there isn't any more against these other guys than against President Trump. So this is why I say you can't get too carried away with this stuff, right?
But one stage down is Bill Clinton, the pervert.
Yeah, I understand. The ultimate
pervert.
But which is why this is the opportunity to stand up to it and say, this ain't going to work.
Yeah. Nice try.
Right? We're going to elect Roy Moore to the Senate, and unless you can prove that he did what he did, we're going to stick up for him. And we're going to keep him there.
Personally, I think if I were both parties, I'd get off the subject.
It would be better for them both, too. Now, of course, you get to the problem of the harassment itself, okay? And, of course, this is first and foremost in everyone's mind. We want to stop it. You don't want people being harassed, one sex or the other, for whatever reason, all right? But to have now political witch hunts over this, I don't think is...
It can't benefit anybody. It's just going to... You're constantly be going back and forth, and the problem is the Republicans have the ace in the hole, Bill Clinton.
Well, I don't think the Democrats get
all
there.
All of them.
Right? I mean, all the Democrats so far have admitted to something. I did it. I might have done it. I thought about doing it. I could have done it. Both Moore and Trump come right out and say it's never happened.
Well, right. You're right. For the most part, that is the case. Now, in the case like this congressman who's resigning today, he's probably one of the ones that there was a settlement paid out. And now that needs to be revealed because they were dealing with taxpayer money, working on taxpayers' dime.
Right.
And so that needs to be dealt with. I'm not saying we don't need sort of a house cleaning, but you got to be careful that you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And that's what that's what's in jeopardy here. Let's go to Mike next for our contest entry. Mike, who's going to be next? The next harasser.
Mike,
is
hello.
Mike still with us?
Hello.
All right. Well, we'll check on that here in a minute.
Right.
Maybe you got a little impatient. Anyway, the lines are 407-774-8255 is the number. All right. When we come back, we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Christopher Wray being up on Capitol Hill today. And he did not bring any rays of sunshine with him, you might say. All right. Things were just as cloudy after he left. So please stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. And don't forget, we will have a contest winner tonight. It might be you, but you got to be in to win.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic slowdown started about Lake Monroe, and that continues westbound. Clears up a little bit after the 528. You also have slowdowns on Highway 50 starting at the Orlando Executive Airport, and that continues all the way to Pine Hills and a little bit after that right into Apopka. The 408 east and westbound ramps are fairly congested coming off of I-4. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear a little bit after I-4. The 408 westbound is more congested, and it clears up after the 435. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes.
Do, 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 do. Oh, yeah. Frosty.
Well, you know, we got to get into the mood.
Snowman.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
No. Any right. Sexual connotations with Frosty the Snowman?
He might
he
be
sell
the next.
Drugs? They go after women?
He might be the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we're going to have to investigate this.
All right. I wanted to remind you that Saturday is the Candy Cane 5K run. All right, it's going to be at Central Winds Park in Winter Springs. That's right.
Don't run and too close to each other.
It starts at 8 a.m. in the morning, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And it is, of course, the 11th annual Boys Town Central Florida Candy Cane 5K run. And all of the proceeds will benefit the Boys Town of Oviedo. So please come on out. You can register between now and then for $35, the same as the day of. Once again, it starts at 8 a.m. Central Winds Park, and it's going to be chilly.
It's going to be cooler.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
It'll be a good.
Especially at 8 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good.
But I'll tell you, I'd much rather run when it's cool out than when it's hot.
Coffee and chocolate and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, so it'll be fun for the whole family and, of course, a great cause. And that's this Saturday, 8 a.m., Central Winds Park, 11th Annual Boys Town Central Florida Candy Cane 5K Run.
And I will be there.
And, Rick, are you going to run?
Oh, no.
I was going to say, Rick, what
no,
are you
no,
serving
no,
coffee?
No,
he's going to be the one.
No,
he's handing
out the donuts, Chris.
In the Arctic suit.
That's right. I'll be there watching diligently.
Oh, right, he's going to have coffee and donuts. Right. That's
hey,
it.
Yeah. Listen, I got a couple of text entries. Now, these folks aren't qualified for the contest.
We can use the humor.
Yeah. Jerry Shepard, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, says Neil Diamond will be the next one.
Sweet Caroline.
Well, the hint came from the lyrics of one of his songs, which are, "Girl, you'll be a woman soon."
Oh, Chris, you're killing the song. Hey, Nick, hit it.
And got this from Kathy. She says, you'll love this, Mike. Hertz is going to be OJ.
Really?
Yeah, third time the charm.
Oh, no.
I like that.
Let's see what Mike has to say. Hey, Mike, who's going to be next? Thanks for calling tonight.
I'd like to say one thing real quick. Women want to have sex like men, but they want to be treated like vestal virgins. And we have a name for that. It's called a blank tease.
Yes.
And then my wife and I are watching Billy Bush's thing when that first happened. And my wife goes, "Well, what do you think?" And I go, "Well, I think that if I didn't talk that way to you, our marriage would end quickly." And she said, "You're right."
Okay.
So,
easy does it now. Easy
okay,
does it.
So, anyway, it's Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. And I'll narrow it down to one real quick. But they've both been hitting on each other for years. They both protest that they're not gay, and because Don Lemon protested too much, he is the guy I'm picking.
He's your man, Don Lemon. All right, CNN. Yeah.
I'll tell you, boy, we are outing these people. This is amazing.
And folks are going where the fish are, because, you know, entertainment and the journalists, the media, are the heavy hitters in this thing, right?
But, Chris, you know, I have to say, honestly, though, believe me, academia is there. It's just a matter of when do they start cracking these major schools.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you being out there. Thank you. All right. Your wife's lucky to have you. All right.
You know, I'm glad you said it. His wife didn't say it. You know,
she's our next caller.
Yeah, I know. She'll probably. Knock that thing.
All right. So, if you want to get in on the contest, we have the contest lines open, and we will choose a winner before we get out of here tonight. And we told you about the Candy Cane 5K run. Now, if you'd rather go to the Apopka Parade this Saturday morning. It's going to be, you know, the weather be great for a parade.
Yeah,
downtown Apopka, the weather should be sunny by then. And Aubrey Kahn will be there as part of the radio station's
team.
He'll
be able to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. You know.
All right, great.
Yeah, he'll be the guy that looks like Santa Claus but doesn't have a white beard.
Yeah. Chris, why don't you buy him an outfit so he could dress there? You know, might as well go full blast.
Aubrey, of course, is a great guy. He's my co-host on Sunday nights. He is the firm foundation of the American Adversaries. So if you happen to be going to the Apopka Parade, please just stop by and thank him. He is a great guy. And, of course, that's all happening this Saturday. And then you got a lot of fun happening the next Saturday. And we'll be telling you more about that in the next hour of the show. And don't forget, up next after us is Larry Elder. And if you want to be next in the contest, the lines are open at 407-774-8255. And don't forget, we are coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And please take advantage of the bed for your head pillow deal at all the Relax and Comfort stores right here in Central Florida. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart, along with Rick Brown, Jackie Ricardo, Michael McBath, and Nick LoCicero on the bridge. We are your five judges tonight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. No, we're not FISA court judges. We are contest judges. And we have had another person, shall we say, fall away from your options to choose who will be next, because they have already been next.
They've been next.
When we went on the air tonight, it was, of course, we had Al Franken, but that was a known quantity. But then we had Harold Ford, the former congressman, right, and MSNBC
analyst. I think they knew about our contest, which we announced on Tuesday, and they wanted to get into it. So we got a few more.
That's right. We actually announced it on Monday.
Yeah.
They're just qualifying themselves.
And since the show started, we have had another one who is now
Freedom Caucus member, Representative Trent Franks from Arizona, who's a very conservative Republican. As announced in an interview with Roll Call that he will be resigning due to inappropriate sexual behavior that has occurred over the years. And reporters have been talking to people up on the Hill, and some of them have known going back as far as 2012 that he had been involved in the hanky-panky and when he was considering running for Senate.
You know, and
wait a second. They knew?
They knew.
Who knew?
They knew. Well, members of Congress knew.
Well, see, and this is something that I believe is pertinent, relevant, or important. Let's put it that way. In determining whether these allegations hold any water or not. And what I mean by that is, for instance, you think back about old Harvey Weinstein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew. Everybody knew. Even the people who Time magazine yesterday declared, did you see that, the person of the year was all these women?
And all the women that had...
And half of them were women who knew for years and let this stuff go on. And you can't tell me that Ashley Judd couldn't have spoken up 15 years ago. She was already of such a stature. And by the way, she married some, what was his name, an IndyCar race car driver. So she had a high profile. She wasn't going to be shooed away. She could have done something. She did nothing. See? So that we know.
They were all making money off
right. Matt Lauer.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knew what Matt Lauer was all about. Everybody knew. And then Samantha and them coming on that, or not Savannah.
Savannah.
Coming on that morning.
I'm heartbroken.
Yeah, we didn't know. Nobody knew.
Yeah, and my partner.
Imagine the parties they were at and everything.
Oh,
and she didn't know. Give me a break.
If she didn't know, she was the only one in the whole doggone news bureau that didn't know. And here they're supposed to be a news bureau.
Yeah.
There's news going on right under their nose, and they don't know. No, they knew.
They knew. They all knew he had an automatic lock on the door of his office so he could lock women inside.
Right. John Conyers, according to Cokie Roberts, the word was, if you were a woman, you did not get into an elevator alone with John Conyers. And that wasn't since just last week. That was years and years ago. So these things we can determine are accurate and should be definitely dealt so harsh consequences, you might say.
This is going to spread like wildfire, I'm telling you.
But when it comes to accusations that cannot be substantiated and are things that, quote-unquote, everyone didn't know, that's a whole different ballgame. You see?
Oh, I agree. That's why, again, in Roy Moore's case, you know, where is the signature thing that is the one that interests me most? Show me this.
Well,
they don't come up with anything.
Right. And as I said, though, they're coming after Moore. They're coming after Trump. And they're willing to throw Frank and Ford and all these others over and a few Republicans over the side along the way to set the precedent, you see, that we're no longer going to tolerate this. And you brought up Bill Clinton, which is a valid argument. The problem is, we're dealing with people who think in terms of moral relativity. You heard it this morning on MSNBC because that whole point was brought up. Old Stephanie Ruhle herself was going, well, what about the first time we say something about Donald Trump, they're going to say, well, what about Bill Clinton? And then, of course, her brilliant expert analyst said, well, times have changed since then. And so
it doesn't matter. Really? He still did it.
Don't you understand?
What you did. I understand. But
it is that yes, he did wrong back then, but the times were different, which is why we didn't respond back then. What he's saying is that our morality changes with the age, and so it was okay to accept Bill Clinton back then. This is ultimately the underpinning of his argument. Since times have changed, morality has changed. What was okay back then is no longer okay.
Where do they come up being moral people? I mean, this is the party of the atheists. This is the party of free love. This is the party of drugs.
It is a self-designation. Right? Once again, it is the party of moral relativism. All those things that you are saying are symptoms of moral relativism. In other words, whatever I decide today is moral. And all this business about the Bible and religion and moral certitude and things like that, that's just for ignorant hayseeds, don't you see?
Of course.
Right? See, that's the mental, capacity that we're dealing with.
I know where they're going, but boy, they're going to hit a wall.
Well, see, before it was working. The difference is now is it's a crowded field. All right. And
a lot of players.
A lot of players.
Too
many men on the field.
There's a lot of players, and there's a lot of, shall we say, nefarious behavior going on both sides. You got the men who are harassers, and you got the women who are taking advantage of, shall we say, this moral relativism. Like Garrison Keillor. Now, we picked on Garrison Keillor, but you know why he got fired? He brushed up against a woman's bare back. Now, what was she doing working with bare back? I don't know. But
it's a type of dress.
I understand, but do you wear that type of dress to work?
Well, I don't think you do, depending where if you're working at a strip club or something, maybe. But I'm
in the strip club when that happened.
So he brushes up against the woman. He immediately apologizes to the woman. She works with him for years. Everything's fine and dandy. All of a sudden, out of the blue, since Harvey Weinstein and all this business, he gets a call from a lawyer. And next thing he knows, he's out of his job. Now, Garrison Keillor's as liberal as the day is long, but is he being done wrong? Good chance of it, if you ask me, given what we know. So, you know, this is...
He just did it too late, because times were different in Clinton's day. You can tell I'm a conservative, because I completely missed that Clintonian free ride back then.
Right, right. Okay, let's get Eddie...
Eddie's going to have his opinion.
All right, Eddie, hey, thank you for calling tonight.
We got breaking news out of California because the guy who's going to pop up like a jack in the box is never downtown, Jerry Brown, who always wears a frown, promoting a no tan line ban. That's his plan.
No tan line
was good.
All right, Jerry Brown of California. Did he ever get married? Because, you know, he ran with Linda Ronstadt for a long time, but they never married. So maybe
I think he's just in like a pot stupor all the time.
Jerry Brown. Yeah. All right, Eddie, you're in a contest with Jerry Brown. It's that easy. I don't know. Maybe we've stumped you folks, ladies.
We haven't had one woman call in with who they perceive, and they are the accusers in most of the case.
Well,
not the people calling in, but the yeah.
All right.
By the way, don't know that, Mike.
I don't.
By the way, this is the holiday shopping season, of course, and Relax and Comfort's one of our great sponsors here, and they have got a great deal for our listeners only, right, Jackie?
That's right, Chris. You know that Black Friday promotion we had?
Yep.
We're going to extend that only to the American Adversaries listeners.
Oh, wow.
So that promotion was that not only do you come in and have a 30-minute test rest experience, bring your cuddle buddy in, your spouse, whatever you want to call them, and we'll show them as well, and you get a free...
Could you provide us with a cuddle buddy?
Easy does it now.
I'm just asking,
Easy does it. You don't want to be the next one, right?
You know, in Windermere, there's an ice cream place right next door. I'm sure you could find one there.
Oh, God. We're not going to say anything, fellas, okay? All right.
Okay.
So tell us more about the Black Friday special.
Let me compose myself. Okay. So the Black Friday sale is that if you come in for your test dress experience, you get your not only your $129 value cool gel pillow, but you also can get more for the family as a stocking stuffer for 70% off. That's only for our listeners. Also, you know, we have our beds that are actually completely revamped now. So we have a brand new lineup of the number beds. And you know that we have...
Are they on sale for the Black Friday thing too?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
just
yeah.
For your listeners.
Oh, yeah.
They'll save thousands above the Sleep Number brand. And we're better warranty, and you'll spend less.
And... They can finance it for you too, right?
That's right. We have an excellent program, zero interest, no money down, and we deliver and set it up for free.
Hey, no joking, folks. If you're not sleeping properly, it means you're not resting properly, which probably means you're not living
properly.
Or you're
drinking too much.
That's right.
And it's so important to get proper rest. And you have to have the proper sleep system to get the proper rest. Are you tossing and turning? Are you having trouble getting to sleep? It could very well be your bed, your mattress. So please head on over to Relax and Comfort and take advantage of the Black Friday sale, which has been extended just for you folks.
That's right.
Well, all right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got Paul, we got Alfred on the line, and we'll take your contest entry as well at 407-774-8255.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
How about a transatlantic cruise from Europe starting at $430.50 per person for an inside cabin, or $912.50 per person for a balcony for 14 nights? Book Disney this month for a 7-night cruise on the Fantasy sailing in February or March of 2018 and get $100 onboard credit per cabin. Amber Waterways River Cruises is offering free prepaid gratuities on select 2017 and 2018 Europe and Asia sailings. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage! Oh, yeah!
Ah, yes, we've stepped into the Twilight Zone to preview the future, you might say. All right, we do have a couple of bits of breaking news. Mike.
Well, this is very simple. Congress has approved the bill to avoid the government shutdown.
It's so a stopgap.
Yeah, they got alone together for a couple of days, right?
Well, it's only good for a couple of weeks, too.
I know, isn't it terrible?
It's a stopgap bill to give them a couple of weeks to negotiate something further.
Yep.
And, okay, all right. You know, this stuff going on in Washington, D.C. is really nothing new, but I have to admit that back in the day, I don't think anybody ever thought it would get to this point. At least back in the day when congressmen would go, cavorting around, they would do it with the shall we say, the proper partner. Mm-hmm. If you remember back in 1974, Wilbur Mills got caught playing around in Washington, D.C. with Fannie Fox.
Fannie Fox,
a famous burlesque stripper. And so at least the guy, you know, he got run out of town, but
at least that's because he was hanging around with Fanny.
Well, at least he found a willing partner. That's all I got to say about it, all right? Oh. And she came by that name. Let's just say she got that name for good reason. So.
This is a very sick group of people.
Yeah. You notice there was silence as everybody almost said
something. I can't even believe that's the stripper's name is Fanny.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Fanny Fox.
I know.
Or you could say Fox Fanny. Anyway, all right, Fanny Fox. All right, Wilbur Mills. All right. And also, current director of the FBI was on Capitol Hill today, Christopher Wray, testifying. And basically the Republicans wanted to know why so many FBI special agents conflicts of interest. Huh. They didn't get any satisfaction over that. And the Democrats wanted to know about Russian collusion. They didn't get any satisfaction over that. So no rays of light were shed by Christopher Wray today on Capitol Hill, you might say. But you do see more and more of the phrase, it's time to investigate the investigators, mostly on Fox, but on some of the other channels as well. And I just want to point out once again that we are the Titans of Talk Radio. We are the voice to be reckoned with. We are the ones who said months ago that the investigators should be investigated.
Mm-hmm. But isn't the Attorney General sort of moving in that direction, this idea?
I think he's being pushed more by members of Congress.
Yeah, what I perceive.
Let's just hope enough of them stay there that they can get something done.
Yeah, there's no one left. We can't get a vote.
Let's go back to the contest line and get Paul in here. Hey, how
you doing? I kind of wish they'd find something on him so that he could leave.
Who's that?
Attorney General. We'd get a good Attorney General.
You'll
never
get them all, you know.
No. All right, not Jeff Sessions. All right, Paul, you're up next.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you tonight, Paul?
I'm fine.
Good.
Hey, you know, as long as we're outing all these people nowadays, we might as well go for the big fish, too, as long as they drain the swamp. You know the Prophet Muhammad?
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
The big one.
You're going to use the pedophile allegation against him, are you?
The man would not stop at 72 virgins.
Indeed, he did not. He did take liberties, even with his young cousin. That's right. Hey, Paul, excellent.
I even heard it said that he was spending time with a couple of 72-year-old virgins.
Not sure about that one, but I would not be surprised. Thanks, Paul. We appreciate it. I got to get in another one here or two here before we have to take a break. Alfred is up next. Hey, how you doing tonight, Alfred?
Fine, thank you, gentlemen. And good evening to the lady.
Yes. Good evening.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, yes, tomorrow. I heard tomorrow morning on ABC, Miss Piggy is going to come out and accuse the Swedish chef. Because every time they talk, she says, I want to pee.
Swedish chef.
You mean Hillary's accusing somebody?
No. Oh, yeah, very good. Very good,
very
Mike.
He's
going out tomorrow. And
on ABC, Swedish. And Miss Piggy's going to be the one to out him, huh?
The Swedish chef. And she has a collaboration with the Hermit. Hermit the Frog is going to collaborate.
Hermit the Frog.
He's going to take advantage. All right, Alfred. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Let's get Peggy in here while we still have another.
Chris, I'd like to requisition some bomb sniffing dogs, if that's okay.
I tell you what.
Excuse me.
All right, Peggy, you're up.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. Good How evening, are you Peggy. Tonight? Thanks for calling.
Okay, and I wanted to say that it probably is going to be Nancy Pelosi.
Oh,
don't say that, Peggy.
Nancy Pelosi.
Because it has been heard that she has been dallying against their will against a certain South African immigrant.
Oh, no.
Audrey? It was by his own lips that he said that.
That's right.
So
he
I
did.
Think that maybe he's going to be outed next. Okay. More of those people from the immigration people, they're going to be coming out.
Okay. Yes, poor Aubrey had to suffer that indignity.
He wanted to have her fired.
He did.
Yeah, that would be a shocker.
All right, Peggy, thanks. We appreciate
it. That's awesome.
All right, thanks for being there. Thanks for the call. All right, that's the idea. Who's going to be next? And, you know, we need to...
What you going to do when they come for you, bad boy?
I was thinking that, and this goes for everybody who's already in the contest or anybody who wants to get in the contest, that if your prediction actually comes true... We'll treat you to dinner for two at Cafe Positano.
It's real. I mean, Chris, we would have given you much different thoughts if we knew it was real.
No, I don't know.
I don't think anybody would. Yeah. I think this is exactly what they think.
Yeah, so if it turns out, I'm betting on
Adam Schiff right now.
Old Shifty. All right, so if your prediction comes true, we'll take you to dinner for two. All right, stick around for more of the American Adversaries. Please, we'll be coming right back. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up. And you might be winning tonight, but you got to get in to win. 407-774-8255 is the number. 55 is the number.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. No government shutdown for now. The Senate has voted 81-14 for a spending bill to keep the government open until December 22nd. The Senate approval comes about an hour after the House backed the measure. The bill now heads to President Trump for his expected signature. The biggest and most destructive of the wind-blown fires raking Southern California shut down one of the region's busiest freeways, Highway 101, Thursday. And threatened Ojai, a scenic town dubbed Shangri-La, known for its boutique hotels and New Age spiritual retreats. Most of Ojai's 7,000 residents were warned to clear out late Wednesday, and patients unable to walk were moved from the Ojai Valley Community Hospital because of unprecedented hurricane-force Santa Ana winds in the overnight forecast. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 71 points, the NASDAQ rose 36, the S&P advanced 8. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny, the California girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American adversaries. These guys are sexy and smart.
And we're back, and that's our California gorgeous lady of wrestling, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny, and she's right out there, like, the fires are all around her out there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you see the people driving down the highway and all those fires? Have you ever driven, remember when they 95, we had those fires up there?
Yeah, right.
That was like an unbelievable another world when you drove through that. I can understand how these people have problems.
That's Mike McBath. I'm Christopher Hart. along with Rick Brown, and we have Jackie Ricardo from Relax and Comfort in with us tonight. Nicholas Cicero's on the bridge. We're in the midst of our contest. Who's going to be next? Who's the next harasser to be outed, to and forced out of his job or out of the Congress or whatever? And 407-774-8255 is the number. Dave is up next. Let's go ahead and get his contest entry in. How you doing tonight, Dave?
I'm great. I'm great.
Good.
Hey, this one's kind of a wild one. This guy was caught smoking crack with a hooker in a hotel room.
My political hero.
By the FBI on videotape, and they reelected him. His name is Marion Barry.
Barry, oh, yeah.
And recently he just faked his own death, and they're going to out him now because we know he faked his death because he just registered to vote.
Yeah. All right.
He's going to vote in Washington, D.C. this year again. So,
I got it.
Hey, it's Marion Barry.
Marion Barry. Marion Barry it is. All right.
Well, that's a name of the past.
Sure is.
And he swings with the perverts big time.
Oh, know? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Wasn't he in that room with the prostitutes?
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, he collected tons of them.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Okay.
On all videotape right. In a hotel room with the prostitute smoking crack, and he gets reelected in that landslide.
Isn't that amazing?
That's why I say politics is like professional wrestling, baby. You get your champion, and that's your champion. So the contest lines are now open. If you'd like to give us a call, please do. The Congress did pass this afternoon, just happened, a stopgap budget resolution, which is going to carry the government for another couple of weeks while they try to get their act together on a longer spending package.
That'll expire, Chris, right before Christmas, right?
Yeah, and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, along with Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, did meet with the president. So, I guess
Did you see that on TV?
The pouting is over.
Yeah, they exchanged pleasantries like they loved each other. And that's all we got. It's 2 weeks. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll see what happens with that. Another congressman has decided to resign amidst sexual improprieties. This one happens to be a Republican, a member of the Freedom Caucus. Yeah, one of the very conservative wings of the Congress. And so this thing is nipping everybody.
Can you imagine how the Christmas party is going to be short? A lot of people this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you know, he did say he was going to drain the swamp.
Yeah, well, boy, somebody's draining it, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know,
the attorneys are draining it.
You know, this would not be happening were it not be for Donald Trump, for better or worse. All these people talking about how it's a different age now, that Bill Clinton and all this, were 1 year ago, just a little over a year ago, trying to get that very same Bill Clinton back in the White House.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
As first dude, I think, as he put it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But the other thing, Bill Clinton just recently, remember all the innuendos about his little fantasy islands and his airline flights and stuff? What do you mean, in the past?
Well,
Bill's active right now.
And
he's a cover boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's Bob Menendez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Swinging Bob.
Right. Now, if there's any senator, in my opinion, who should be run out of the Senate, it wouldn't, if I had one that I could pick that I'd run out of there.
Okay.
For these type things, it would not have been Al Franken. It would have been Bob Menendez.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because he was going down to the fantasy island, too, down there in Honduras.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm... They should just keep their mouths shut. I mean, Clinton was going down there. All these perverts were.
Yeah. So what's the biblical saying?
Throw a stone.
Well, he who lives in glass houses.
Yeah, I wouldn't be throwing any stones, buddy.
Right, and I think the biblical version is he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Yeah.
Right.
So, well, they wouldn't know the version.
Right. You know. On the one hand, you know, I do think that if people are being sexually harassed, that there should be some recourse for it. But the problem I have is when people don't say anything, and then years and years later, they suddenly come out of the woodwork and with all of these revelations.
Particularly when a guy's running for office.
Right. And then there's the everyone knew bit. Mm-hmm. Well, if everyone knew, why didn't someone say? Right? I mean, so, yeah. All right. Anyway.
It's like when you break up with that crazy girlfriend. Everybody knew. We didn't know what you were doing.
Heard it to
we all knew.
I heard it through the grapevine. How much longer would you be my hottie?
Nobody says nothing.
Oh, yeah, let's get back to the phones. Everything the people listening are requesting that, too.
All right, let's go to Ron. He's up next. How you doing tonight, Ron? Thanks for calling.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Hey, okay, same to you. Go ahead.
I believe the next famous movie star to be implicated would be the politically correct socialist have a happy holiday Santa Claus.
Oh, don't say that, Ron.
Can I order some tacos to go?
Absolutely.
You can indeed. Oh. You can indeed. Well,
sorry, all, guys.
He does have all those little girls sit on his lap, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got a good bet on that one, don't you?
All right. There you go, Ron. You're in it, man. Good
what
one.
Do you think about that song? Right, he knows man. When you're
thanks
sleeping.
Have a good one.
Thanks for, yeah, that's
he
right.
He knows when you're awake. That's he does sound a little, you know.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
Yeah, yeah, let's get off that one. I can't take it.
And it comes down the chimney.
I know. No more.
We didn't mean it, Santa. We were just kidding.
I'm
okay?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. I've been behaving all year long. All right, Hollis, you're up next tonight. How you doing? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I think you're on the naughty list with that one.
I know. I take it back.
The next one to be out, I think, is Joe Biden. Plugs Biden.
Plugs oh, Biden.
Plugs
yeah.
Biden.
Any particular reason?
Hands.
Well, he gets rather close to them.
Yeah.
His hands are all over them.
Yeah.
Him on television.
That's right. You know.
Remember that? He put his hands all over this. Remember the massage?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
It doesn't seem to matter about age.
You're exactly yeah. right. Exactly right. The little yeah. girls and stuff in the pictures.
Yeah.
All right, Hollis, that's a great one, man. You are in. You're in.
All right.
And if it turns out he does get
he has
outed,
a good shot for the big prize.
You'll have dinner yeah. for two with us. All right? On us. All right. Thank you, Hollis. That's the idea,
good
ladies
bet,
and gentlemen.
Particularly if he's out in public again running for office. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that'll all come out.
Yeah. 407-774-8255 is the number. The contest lines are open.
There's enough videos of him to make a documentary.
Time is running
hands
out.
Hands across the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it's so out there. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, he's a dead man on
you
this
wanna talk
case,
about
you know
the,
what I mean?
The pictures and stuff. Did you yeah. see the one where he's using his hands as a, shall we say, a bra? Oh. On this one woman?
Yes.
One of those uplift bras?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. This guy.
Is
I
that
mean,
a YouTube, Chris? Or what?
Hey, I tell you, Al Franken ain't got nothing on this dude, right?
Oh, I agree with you on that one.
Neither does Roy.
Not even close.
Neither does Roy Moore.
Yeah, they're not even in the ballpark
yeah,
with this guy.
Because Biden does it in front of everybody, right? It's all, that's old Joe. That's old Joe.
Hey, Fannie Mae or French.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Old Joe.
Well, you know, that's, times were different then, Chris.
Indeed, they were. Indeed.
Last week, things were different.
Yeah, for the Democrats, it's always that way. That's the nice thing about moral relativism, see?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're evolving now. Chris,
yeah, well, it's always evolving. So whatever it is today, don't count on it being that way tomorrow.
I know.
You know, and if they were to get rid of Donald Trump, by some, you know, hook or crook and all this, it'd be right back to standard
mm-hmm.
operating procedure the very next day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean, it
oh, nothing would change. This
no.
is just a pitch.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Right.
This is a gimmick. Yeah. This is a scheme.
It's a pitch.
Yep. Right, that the Democrats are trying to run. And so we'll see where it goes, but they're up against a different, you know, they're up against a different guy and President Trump, and they're up against a different guy in Roy Moore, and so. But the Democrats, they'll take whatever hand is dealt them, and they'll turn it into a winning hand if the Republicans let them, and the Republicans often let them.
That's why I think they know that Roy's going to win,
mm-hmm.
so they're building the case.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so if you want to get in the contest, please do. 407-774-8255 is the number. The media also has been trying to make a lot of hay out of the president's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem and formally recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. There were some skirmishes in the West Bank, and I believe the Gaza Strip today.
Sure, protests.
Yeah, but
like
they
that.
Were not, I mean, it was not major stuff. It was not, you know, battle stuff. They were not armed with machine guns. It was, for the most part, peaceful protests. Mm-hmm. But I love the way the media reports peaceful protests. They had a guy on MSNBC this morning coming to us live from, I forget the name of the town that he was at in Israel. He was not in Jerusalem. I believe he was in the West Bank. And there he was standing. He had a helmet on, an army helmet on. Mm-hmm. He had a big old thick flak jacket on, and he was like decked out in military gear. And people just walking around enjoying the day behind
him. Yeah, sorry, you overdressed.
and he's talking about the peaceful protests, but of course the images of him
looks
standing
like
there.
Bad
right.
things are going on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But this is their perception, and their perception is the reality for the rest of us in their mind anyway. Mm. You expected there to be some ruffled feathers, shall we say. But this decision was a long time coming and was hardly unexpected.
Right.
And when the Saudi Arabians are talking about following suit.
Yeah, that's really a game changer.
It is.
They all knew it was coming.
It is indeed. And Jared Kushner has said that there is going to be a peace proposal after the first of the year. Abe Katzman talked on the show yesterday about how there's a quote-unquote rumor over there that the Saudi Arabians are going to present a peace proposal. And he outlined some of the details, and it sounded very workable. The Palestinians will have a state. They will have a small section of Jerusalem where they're already mm-hmm. there, that they can make their capital if they want of the Palestinian state. Jerusalem will still be the capital of Israel. And we're on the verge of something big and positive happening, and the media is doing everything that they can to trash it. And once it happens, they're going to want to lay claim to it.
If there's any of them left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get Angie's entry in here tonight. Hey, Angie, how you doing? You're going to have to turn your radio down. Go ahead, though. Thanks for calling tonight. Thank you for listening.
If there's any of them left.
There's Mike. Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. We'll hold on just a second so we get that lined up there.
If you want to get in on a contest,
you need to call right now. What's
didn't
that?
They have some days of anger today or something?
It was supposed to be 3 days
yeah,
of rage.
I know.
3 days of rage.
Right. Look, at the end of the day, they can't do anything more than what they're already doing,
mm-hmm.
right? And this was part of the calculation. You know, they're going to be mad, but they're already mad. They're going to hate Israel, but they already hate Israel.
Yeah.
They're going to hate the United States. They already hate the United States. What's to lose?
I think Abe laid it out perfectly yesterday.
He did. All right, let's try Angie now. Hey, Angie, you there? Angie.
I'm here.
Okay, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. I was going to nominate Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh, there's a good one.
She is that take charge kind of person, isn't she?
Yeah, something to do with some Pakistani IT guys that got to get out of the country.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be identified running with her.
Debbie was a man, Schultz, as Rachel likes to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Hey, she could very well be.
Yeah, we don't know why they
list.
Left. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Hey, that's a good one, Angie. Thanks. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Let's get Danny's entry in, then we'll take a break and give you a last call for the entries. Hey, Danny, how you doing tonight?
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm going to go with this guy because he dropped out of the governor's race. He no longer wants to be a Democrat, and he's local.
Ah, I know
that's
who it is.
It's going to be Mr. John Morgan.
John Morgan. Yes, sir. All right, John Morgan is it. That's a good one, too. And once again, if any of these come true, and it doesn't have to be tomorrow, if they come out sometime next week in the next few months, you'll get dinner for two with us at Cafe Positano.
You're going to have to save the sheet now, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll stick it in there. I got a place for it. All
now,
right.
His description also fits Charlie Crist. And that's a little more obvious.
All right, we're going to take a break. This is last call for entries tonight. Who's going to be next? to be outed as the harasser of the day. 407-774-8255 is the number. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Larry Elder will be up next, and he is a wealth of knowledge, is Larry the Eldersky, the great Eldersky. So stick around for more of our show, and then stick around for his show. You'll enjoy it. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
It is the final countdown to our winner tonight. Of course, we'll be doing another contest next week. But tonight's winner, if you want to be it, you have to call us right now if you haven't already at 407-774-8255. That is the number. Congress did pass a stopgap couple of weeks spending bill today so they can work once again on a longer spending bill. And Al Franken sort of resigned, but didn't really.
But it expires a couple of days before Christmas, right? Yeah. So you would think that the Republicans know that a lot of these people don't want to work. So you think at that point you could really jam something down their throat. Or you say, we're staying here all through Christmas, and we'll see.
We shall see. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, Monday, 2 p.m., Orlando City Hall. If you do not want Orlando to become a sanctuary city, you might want to show up there. Support our friends at LIFA. That's golifa.com, Legal Immigrants for America. They're going to present a resolution calling for the city of Orlando not to become a sanctuary city. And that is open to the public, Orlando City Hall, 2 p.m. Monday, if you want to be there and have your say and show support to LIFA and prevent Orlando from becoming a sanctuary city. The president tomorrow night will be in Pensacola. If you happen to be up that way, you might want to stop by and say hey. All right, let's get Clint on the line. He has a comment about Bill Clinton, then we're going to have to choose a winner tonight. Hey, Clint, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
All right,
excellent.
Clint.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I just wanted to point out that Bill Clinton's escapades, sexcapades, whatever you were, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, that was the same time that Roy Moore was having his supposed sexcapades. So if times were different, then he should be excused also.
You know, that's a brilliant point. I didn't think about that, but it was the same time frame.
Yeah, then they're all excused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent
so
point.
He should be off the hook.
Hey.
By their own logic.
You know, you're absolutely right. I love that sort of thing.
Clint sounds like a weasel.
What? Yeah, right.
Hey. Oh, yeah, Clint, I know what you're doing.
Hey,
Bill Clinton's my hero.
Hey, don't talk bad about the weasel. In Native Indian lore, Native American lore, the weasel is is highly regarded.
You got it, you know.
Hey, Clint, did you have a contest entry, too?
I did not.
All right, well, I tell you what. Since that's such a good point, I want to give you something anyway. Have you ever been to Cafe Positano?
I have not. I'd love to go.
All right. Stay on the line. Give Nick your address, and you'll go with a gift certificate on us. And we'll throw in a gift card to Tijuana Flats, too. Rick's giving me the thumbs up. Thanks. An excellent point.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anytime you have a point like that to make, please call us back. Thanks. Stay on the line. We'll get Mike's contest entry in, then we're going to choose a winner. Mike, you're it. You're the last one tonight. How you doing?
Good. You're going to help me out with the name. I can't think of the guy's name. He produces these stupid movies. He's a fat guy. He's a liberal, ultra liberal.
Oh, Michael Moore.
Michael Moore.
There you go.
Yeah, Michael Moore.
Stupid and fat guy. We had it.
I think Michael Moore's a eunuch.
Michael Moore.
You know what I mean?
I've never seen him with a woman, so I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, I think he's a eunuch.
That's a good one.
That is good.
Now, okay, make sure we got your information, Mike. And once again, if this comes true, Mike, it'll be invited for dinner for two with us.
I understand.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead. Make it quick.
Why can't Conyers be charged with grand theft? Wasn't that taxpayer money that he used to pay that woman off?
It was indeed, but they had legislatively given themselves the power to do it. It's a good question, though. They should pay it back.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Excellent, excellent, Mike. Great job. Okay, now it is time to choose a winner, and we always start with Nick. Nick, you there?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hollis.
Joe Biden.
This could be your next presidential candidate, Nick. How can you say that?
How
you
lucky know? Could we be?
All right. How about you, Rick?
I'm liking Hollis.
All right.
Joe Biden is perfect.
And Jackie?
I'm going to also go with Hollis. I like that.
All right. Well, it looks like we're outvoted here. Mike, what about you?
Hands across the ocean. I'm going with Joe Biden.
Oh, you know, Hollis, yeah. Joe Biden? Well, you know, I would have made it unanimous until we got that last call.
No, I liked that was good.
So I'm going to go with Mike. So here's what we're going to do. Since it's the Christmas season, and since we'll have two winners tonight.
Wow.
All right. So Hollis and Mike will be full-fledged winners tonight. Congratulations to both of you. Hollis for Joe Biden and Mike. For Mike Moore.
Do you
Moore.
Think he was referencing Michael Moore as a eunuch or as a pervert that goes, what direction was this guy going?
It kind of don't matter.
Oh, okay.
With
this crowd, anything goes, baby. All right.
So funny.
Michael Moore. Okay.
All right. So once again, thank you for all your entries, everyone. They were great. And we really appreciate it. We'll have a new challenge next week. Also, the challenge for the next 2 weeks is to help the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. We're running the Merry Mission Christmas, a 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon. And this is presented by Thompson Jewelers and the Salem Media Group. And by the way, if you buy some jewelry at Thompson Jewelers in Orlando or their new store in St. Cloud, 10% of your purchase will go to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And any contributions you make to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission will go to help every homeless person, every homeless family there. And the number to donate is 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Help us make this a very successful radiothon. By the way, we will be at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission a week from tomorrow to culminate this two-week-long drive, which actually culminates on that Sunday, the 17th. And so if you'd like to meet us and see what they do over there, please come out to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission on December the 15th for our show. 888-234-8800. Don't wait till then to make a donation. Please do it now. Tonight, 888-234-8800. The Orlando Union Rescue Mission needs us to help them help the homeless in our society get back on their feet. That's what they do. It's faith-based. It works. 888-234-8800. Night, everybody.
Night.